Up next, we've got the latest hit from Veeam. It's climbing charts everywhere, and soon it's going to climb right into your heart. Here it is.
Well, dang. Ransomware had my data all jacked up. If only I had secure backup. Then I met you, Veeam, my AWS backup dream team. Yeah.
And now for something completely different. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and today is one of the first days of the Festival of Quinns. That's right, the 10-day period between my wife's birthday and mine, in which I turn it into a veritable circus. To learn more, visit my Twitter profile, which is QuinnyPig, Q-U-I-N-N-Y, Pig, and check out the pinned tweet. Now let's see what happened last week in AWS. Amazon LightSail now offers object storage for storing static content. That's right, it's a simpler serverless storage service, or S4. Amazon EC2 now supports custom time windows for scheduled events. This is a window of time in which scheduled events can occur. You should definitely have a Lambda function that watches CloudTrail for the creation of custom time windows, deletes them when it sees them right after they're created, and call the whole thing Comcast. Amazon ECS supports additional configurations for scheduled and event-driven tasks. Finally, run this thing twice a day is no longer a janky thing you have to cobble together yourself from spare parts and duct tape. Amazon Pinpoint announces improved journey controls. To better serve our customers, we limit this to one email per second as a sending limit. That's actually what they're saying. They've reduced a limit. The newsletter that I write would currently take 7.5 hours to send out at the rate limit that they have just lowered things to. Good job, Pinpoint team. AWS now allows customers to pay for their usage in advance. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, before that announcement was mysteriously withdrawn, you can now give AWS an interest-free loan to cover your AWS bills. I strongly advise that you don't. AWS DeepRacer announces DeepRacer Live races. AWS's robot car racing service now works without any robot cars at all. AWS organizations increases quotas for tag policies. You can now overcomplicate your tagging rules yet further. My newsletter, and I'm not making this up, basically has a state machine built out of tags. AWS Shield Advanced no longer requires AWS WAF logging. Just as companies will occasionally stop doing business with other companies, AWS service teams will occasionally stop boosting the revenues of other AWS service teams. New AWS Solutions Implementation, Simple File Manager for Amazon EFS. This is a great solution, but if you call it simple, you're being disingenuous as to how easy it is to deploy. Mark individual best practices as not applicable with the AWS well-architected tool. Disregarding individual best practices is how we've all gotten into this mess in the first place. Carry on. Quickly launch an Amazon Chime SDK application with AWS Amplify. This is an integration story that makes sense. It explains one service through the context of another. More like this, please. Headless commerce. What is it and why does it matter to CPGs? AWS is all about serverless, headless, directionless, and pointless things in various ways and times. This is another example of at least one of those things. GoPro enhances subscription ecosystem with live streaming powered by AWS. If you have a video streaming offering, you would be ridiculous not to reach out to GoPro and offer to cut their video streaming bill by probably 90% or so as a first pass. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity, If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Introducing AWS for Health, accelerating innovation from benchtop to bedside. This isn't exactly a service so much as it is taking a bunch of existing services and partner offerings and tying them together into a series of offerings aimed at a specific industry and its challenges. In other words, this may be the most non-AWS thing they've ever done. Resolve DNS names of network load balancer nodes to limit cross-zone traffic. This sure is a long blog post of what to do in order to make sure AWS isn't just slapping you with a 2 cent per gigabyte surcharge for funsies. Almost like, I don't know, the entirety of data transfer billing should be revisited? How AWS and Redis Labs partner to make a better Redis. This blog post talks about how great the relationship is between AWS and Redis. It's written by 2 AWS employees and 0 people who work at Redis Labs. I believe that's called a metaphor. OpenSearch 1.0 launches. We understand open source, says AWS. Meanwhile, 225 of the 607 words in this blog post are the screen names of the contributors to the project. Nobody will read them all. Protect public clients for Amazon Cognito by using an Amazon CloudFront proxy. Why do that when you can protect public clients for Amazon Cognito by making the service basically impossible to understand, configure, and use? And lastly, tips for taking an AWS certification exam with Exam Labs. A truly disturbing number of words are given over to edge cases around copying and pasting text. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and I implore you to continue making good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.